Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
Thank you so much for staying with us. You're still on Point of View right here on Kaya 959. So the city of Johannesburg Mayor Dada Morero survived a motion of no confidence earlier today. Lots of political parties were interesting in how they voted, but it was a motion that was brought forward by the DA. We're going to speak to the DA in a short while, not this very minute. We're going to speak to them, and we'll also speak to the Patriotic Alliance, which I thought had a very interesting view on the matter. But let's go straight to Action SA's Councillor Marcel Kutris, who is currently coming to us live. Marcel, good evening, and thank you so much for making time for us.
Good evening. How can you hear me?
Councillor Marcel, yes, it's now a better line. Thank you. Just let's talk a little bit about your decision to not vote for or against the mayor of Johannesburg in this regard?
I think from Action SA's standpoint, we realized that these votes of no confidence, everything is just to destabilize council. That's the bottom line, and in turn destabilize the city of Johannesburg. We have had and we have a problem with the mayor in the city of Johannesburg, and we've spoken to him about it in terms of the service delivery problems that we have in the city. We have no water, we have no electricity, it takes ages to fill a pothole and pipes and things like that. And we spoke to him, and then he comes with this grandiose idea of a bomb squad and things like that. I mean, one of the things that we said to him was that we need the levy on prepaid dropped, you know, and which he promised to do. And when he became mayor, he didn't do it, and he reneged on his promise. But at the same time, we said to him that we are not going to support him in the motion of no confidence against him. So we're not going to vote for it or against it, but it will show our dissent and what we think of him and his executive by abstaining from the process. And that's what we did. We abstained from the process, but we made it very clear to him why we're abstaining and not supporting him in the motion of no confidence. And basically, that's why we abstained from the procedure.
And maybe, I mean, you know, this is obviously for your own constituency, in trying to help them understand what the abstinence was about, in the sense that, of course, you've just explained it, but in the sense that, does that mean you are pro him staying his term? Is that sort of the logic behind that? And you feel that maybe the musical chairs don't serve the city? Is that really the basis of what you're thinking there?
Correct. That's basically, we felt that the vote of no confidence that came in had ulterior motives.
Okay.
So by us supporting the vote of no confidence against him, we will then also be supporting the people that brought in the no confidence vote against him, which is the DA. And their reasons for bringing in the vote of no confidence was nefarious. I mean, it was really wrong. We always came from a standpoint that we will speak to you about it. You know, we don't have to go through channels like a vote, extreme thing like a vote of no confidence. And also, we were trying to get him to look at his executive and look at bringing people into the offices, not necessarily our people, but bringing people into the offices that would fix the city, whether it be his people or not. But he's now brought people outside the city. Are we then saying we've got no confidence in the people that work for the city? You know, that type of thing. But basically, the reason for us abstaining from the vote was that we would be supporting the party that brought in that, and their reasons were totally wrong.
I really appreciate your time there. That's Action SA's councillor in the city of Johannesburg, Marcel Cotriers, and they're saying they just decided to abstain for the very reasons he's just outlined there. DMPA Deputy President Councillor Kenny Kunene is also on the line. I am so sorry, Councillor Kunene. I did not mean to call you DA Councillor, but thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much for having me, Pimelo.
let's talk about your decisions. In recent times, you have been very vocal about your dissatisfaction with the mayor's decision, for instance, to establish the bomb squad. But in this instance, you still decided you still want to support him.
Yes, Pimelo. We are part of a coalition. And as the PA, we understand how coalition works. You need the discipline when you are in the coalition. You need to put your personal when you are in a coalition, and you need to be a team player. Even when you disagree with a view, but the majority of the coalition partners believe that it is the view to go with, you don't have to go rogue. You then go to council and you vote with the collective. That is how coalition becomes successful. So remember, we negotiated with the ANC to be in this coalition. We negotiated with the ANC to get the transport department. So whatever process happens, we must follow that particular negotiation process. The ANC came to us and said, we want Dada Morero to be the mayor. It followed the same process. And we agreed that, no, it's fine. It is your prerogative to choose the mayor. And we supported that. So when the ANC comes back and say, here is a vote of no confidence, and as the ANC, we want to continue with this mayor, we then have to support the ANC in that particular view. That's the discipline we have as the PA. We don't go to council and say, no, we don't agree with the view, therefore. There's decisions in the PMC that we have disagreed with. But we are defeated by the collective. When we get to council, we have a caucus with our councillors. They know our view. We tell them we are defeated in the collective. Therefore, this is how we are going to vote. And TA councillors are disciplined. So we supported, we defended the motion against the mayor. We defended the motion against the chief whip.
I'm interested in, you know, how you engage on matters that, for instance, dissatisfy you. Yes, I hear the idea that you are very disciplined in decision making, but when things come up that you are not happy with, what's your protocol as the PA? How have you decided to address those issues? And do you feel like when you do address those issues, they get addressed?
I can make examples. We had a view that one official should not act in a certain position.
Mm-hmm.
But the collective defeated us. And this matter had to go to mayoral committee, it had to go to council. Despite our view saying we strongly believe that this is not the correct person to be in that position, we still went and supported that view. So in this instance, there was no contradiction. We did not say the mayor must go. We have not said that as the Patriotic Alliance. And the DA, being opportunistic, decided to sponsor a motion when they knew that they did not have the numbers. From the beginning, we never said as the PA, the mayor must go. So when they initiated this motion, even before the TMC said, we knew that we are not going to vote with the DA. Because that motion is not based on principle. That motion is based on being in the media. That motion is based on being relevant.
that motion is based on, well, we have been quiet. What can we do to be on TV? Let us sponsor a motion against the mayor. So we knew that we're not going to support that motion, even the motion against the chief whip. The motion against the speaker was a different one because it was sponsored by one of the GLU members. And we had to go and debate and find each other in as far as that motion is concerned. And we did.
I really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us. PA Deputy President Kenny Kunene, Johannesburg councillor as well. And they're explaining exactly why they took this route that they took. Also listening to this conversation is the DA Johannesburg caucus leader, Belinda Ekazonjoku, who's also on the line with us. A very good evening to you and thank you so much for your time.
Good evening and good evening to the listeners.
Let's discuss the decision by the DA to put forward a motion of no confidence against the mayor of Johannesburg. What were your reasons?
Well, firstly, I must say to you that the residents of Johannesburg are not getting service delivery. Service delivery is collapsing under this mayor. One of the reasons, we have 43 ward councillors in the city of Joburg. Residents, the feedback that we are getting from the residents through these ward councillors specifically was that the DA is not getting the results they want by these the mayor not responding to service delivery. We raise issues about people being 8 to 10 days without electricity. It's not being attended to. Potholes is across the city. And I'm glad that Councillor Kunene is also in this earlier, I've listened to his discussion. And also, Joburg Water is in a mess. We have 13 entities that are loaded with cadres from mostly the ANC, some who don't have expertise that is specific to that entity. And these cadres are getting paid per city. And residents are not getting service delivery. Their tariffs are increased. So residents were asking us through our ward councillors, what is the DA doing? You are going to court. These court, some of the court orders are being violated. You write strongly worded letters to the COCTA, to the mayor. He ignores you. You ask for meetings during the budget. They don't even give you the time of day. It's clear that this mayor is not willing to listen to all residents of the city of Johannesburg. So as my DA councillors, what are you doing besides what you have done already? Why are you keeping a mayor that is clearly not servicing all the residents of Johannesburg? So we discussed as a caucus. It took us a few months to get to the point where, okay, we've tried to dissolve council because it was clearly, this council is clearly dysfunctional. It obviously didn't work. And residents are still asking us the same question. So we're saying that if residents are asking us, why are you keeping a mayor that is clearly not servicing the residents of Johannesburg? That is how we came up to say that if the residents are asking us, why are we keeping a mayor, then he must be removed and replaced with leadership that has direction in the city of Johannesburg. And that's the reason why we brought it up. It's a mandate from residents through our ward councillors who are asking us, why are you keeping a mayor that is only servicing residents that can give him votes?
Surely you knew that the numbers are not going to be on your side, or were you hoping that there would be one or two of the coalition partners that was going to vote in your favor?
I can tell you in May already, when we made this public, we were approached by some of these partners who are now denying, some of them, and at least some of their councillors, that they are unhappy, including some within the African National Congress. And in fact, they were asking that we have a secret ballot. We didn't approach them. They approached us. The parties we approached was the ACDP and the Freedom Front Plus. We already knew that people were unhappy. The mayor had a soaker. He did not even consult his own partners about it. So he announced the bomb squad. He hasn't even consulted his own partners. He hasn't even brought the report to council, and we are currently even looking at the legality of the bomb squad. So it's not that we did not have the numbers. People came to us to say, we will support this motion since you have put it. And 2 days ago, we got word that some people are being intimidated, some are being bullied. Don't be surprised if people are not rocking up for council. Don't be surprised if people change their vote. And if you ask for a secret ballot, then, you know, you'll still get the results you want. But we said as the DA, we are a party that advocate for transparency. And if residents, if councillors who are elected by residents need to vote in council, we are not going to ask for a secret ballot. They must, the residents must see who are the councillors, who are the parties that are keeping the chaos, the potholes on the road, the street lights not working, the traffic lights not working, and them being out of power for 8 to 15 days at a time. Who are the people that are keeping this mayor in office that is allowing all of this to happen? After these residents told us that you as the DA, you are going to court, but you are still keeping a mayor that is clearly not servicing all the residents of Johannesburg. So it was important for us. We had the numbers. We, based on the parties that contacted us, you know, and the councillors who contacted us, individual councillors as well from within the ANC, you know, we had the numbers. They changed because they probably had to do toe the party line, but we're not surprised because we know people are worried about their jobs. They're worried they're going to be fired if they are voting with the DA and all not towing the party line. So we are not surprised that overnight people have changed because we knew there was some intimidation that people will probably lose their bread and butter.
What's the way forward since you have lost in this one?
Well, there are a number of issues that we have raised with COCTA already. Fortunately, yesterday we wrote to the MEC of COCTA with regards to the bomb squad specifically, because we believe residents should not pay more for another layer of bureaucracy. We believe it's a duplication. There are 10 MMCs in the city of Joburg. There are heads of department in the city of Joburg, and we have a bomb squad that we believe have no powers, and there's no provision made for something like this that the mayor has announced without bringing it to council. There's no provision in the Municipal Systems and the Structures Act for this kind of structure. So it's a duplication and will possibly have cost implications. So those are some of the you know, issues that we have raised with COCTA. The MEC has responded yesterday to say, please give us 7 days. We are interrogating and looking at this, and we will respond to you. We've also had our attorneys write to the mayor and COCTA as well with regards to the unlawful appointments that are happening in the city of Johannesburg. And we are looking at other legal issues. We've obviously opened criminal cases, and we have some more evidence of other illegalities that are happening within the entities that whistleblowers have dropped off with some of our councillors for us, and so obviously anonymously. And so you will be seeing criminal cases being opened against senior officials and some politicians, especially this issue of the 1 billion rand tender that are going to family and friends, that the mayor and his executive is saying, and the official is saying, nothing wrong. Residents are paying for the family of the family members and relatives of officials and councillors to get tenders with the city, while businesses who are capable of doing the job are not getting it. So we will be taking quite a bit of not only legal step, but if it means we have to open criminal cases, we will do so. And we have proven before that we take on issues whether we are in opposition or whether we are in government. So this is just a temporary setback, if I can put it that way, but it doesn't stop us from fighting for our residents.
Appreciate your time. That's Councillor Belinda Ezojonjoku. That's the DA Johannesburg caucus leader there. They're the ones that brought forward the motion of no confidence against the mayor of Johannesburg. They didn't succeed, but as you could hear, they have other plans in place there to hold the executive to account. And so we'll obviously see and wait for what COCTA, for instance, has to say upon their request to look into the bomb squad issue and many other issues that we'll obviously keep an eye on. So thank you very much, Councillor Belinda, and thank you for your time.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.